When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I think I'm ready to make a prediction for Deshaun Watson and the Browns this season.
Okay, I'm ready to hear it.
I have a feeling that right around the time he's really getting ready. I mean, we're going to get workout videos out to Yin Yang. He's going to be doing a lot of motivational stuff. The Deshaun Watson hive will reactivate right around this time.
If they reactivate, that's a... Hey. All three of them, it's going to be a
Quincy Avery never went dormant. All right, I'll just say that right then in there because he's still getting paid. But... right as it goes to happen, there's going to, we had a setback. Not on the Achilles, but there was some other thing. We're going to have to push this back just a little bit and maybe to the end of the season.
There is a part of me that wonders if it's just a dog and pony show so he can continue to collect his checks.
I mean, in fairness, the dog and pony show has already come to town and left. It was the Kenny Pickett thing. So you can't put it past the organization to have another dog and pony show during the actual season.
Well, I mean, think about it. If he wants to continue to cash his checks, it's got to be performative. He's got to make sure that he's doing all of exactly what he's been doing.
There's a big part of me because I
don't know. Maybe he still thinks he can play football though.
I guarantee you, he still thinks he wants. Football.
You heard Albert anytime he's been on here. Not this time, obviously, but in previous iterations of him coming on, he's talked about how he's like, well, who do you guys think is better on this roster? And I responded back, Joe Flacco, and he was like, all right, I'll give you Joe Flacco, but like, who else? Like, who else do you think is actually better? Like, there's people that think he can still play a little bit.
It just wouldn't surprise me. And I feel like there had to have been a conversation when Deshaun popped his Achilles and then re-injured it. There had to have been a conversation of, you know, this just has not worked out. And the worst thing we can do for your career is put you on the field. If we're 1-10, the worst thing we can do is put you on the field at 1-10. So... why don't we find a way to work through this, and then next year we'll do the post-June 1 cut, which allows you to then pursue your options without, hey, you just looked really bad. The best thing, the best friend that Deshaun has is that it's been over a year and will be almost a year plus. It'll be like a year and 3 months from people being reminded how bad he was at football in Cleveland.
So here's the one wrinkle I think that we're missing in this discussion, though, and I think it does matter. The owner of the team still loves Deshaun. And it's evidenced by the fact that the owner of the team was at Deshaun's wedding. Like, this is not some sort of relationship where he's been angry at Deshaun for how this has gone down. He's held it against, Deshaun for how this has gone down. Like, they still remain relatively close. Again, he was at his wedding. Like, he cares about him. And so, like, maybe he looks at it, and at the end of the season, instead of it going to Shador, which I think it probably will, maybe he's like, all right, this can be an audition for Deshaun to prove that he can do something in the NFL.
If you want the best for Deshaun, I would imagine that would actually be the scenario where he doesn't plan a system that doesn't fit him, that he's failed twice already, and that he wouldn't be out in front of the fans, that some of which, it might have been a loud minority, but some of which cheered his injury.
Listen, I never want to see him play again. You never want to see him play again. That is interesting, though. What is actually best for Deshaun? We don't think about it because we don't care about what's best for Deshaun, but is the best thing for Deshaun just letting him... because if he rides the pine... and then doesn't get any more opportunities to showcase himself, He is who he is. He's a very injured and very bad quarterback for three seasons. I don't know that anybody else gives him an opportunity.
I think the bigger concern for Deshaun's side of things is you go out there on a 1-12 Browns team with a chance to quote unquote prove yourself, and you get the holy crap kicked out of you, and you actually put the kibosh on chances of the rehabilitation thing. How long did it take to rehab?
It's on the table.
How long did it take to rehab Kenny Pickett's image and turn his absolute failure in Pittsburgh into Mike Tomlin's fault? What, a year? And now, granted, he won a Super Bowl. I mean, that does wonders for everyone. That's literally a spin job that happened. I think the farther you are away from your own stink in Cleveland, the better for Deshaun, and I think he's got to know that, and I think David Mulligetta's got to know that on some level.
I think it's tougher, though, to wipe away the Kenny Pickett stink in Pittsburgh than the Deshaun Watson stink, because the Deshaun Watson stink was, that's a level we've never seen before.
Yeah, I mean, I think
if he looks good, I think you give him 3-4 games and he looks good, then I think it's on the table for another team.
What if he looks bad?
Well, if he's bad, then he's probably in the same spot as if he doesn't play.
Oh, no, I think if he looks bad, he's definitely out of the NFL.
Well, I think if he doesn't play, he's out of the NFL, too. No. If he doesn't see the field, I don't know who's going to take a chance on him. But if he shows some semblance, if he's got like a 90 passer rating, throws a couple touchdowns, and seems serviceable, then I think there might be somebody down the road that'll bite.
I think playing is a boom or bust thing. Meaning, if you play well, there's tangible benefits. If you play awfully, there's really a downside there. Whereas
I think his back is against the wall already. What happens if he doesn't play?
I think if he doesn't play, I think it's somewhere in between. I think it's neutral.
Also, I think a lot of people are holding on to the idea that it'll be this summer. If you look at his contract and everything, March of 2027 continues to be the realistic date that you can move off of Deshaun Watson. And so I don't know. It's really not a foregone conclusion that this is the last year with Deshaun in a Browns uniform. If you made me bet right now, especially if he doesn't play, I would bet it's not this year. After next season.
Well, I know that there's a lot of very smart cap folks that can discredit this very quickly. I don't think it matters. I think it's last year. I think it's his last 4 months within the organization, 5 months, whatever it is. And I...
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Because I just think it's logical. Like, I think trying to keep him here for an meaning, like, and oh, by the way, you're probably going to be in a spot to take a quarterback next year. I mean, people were worried about Deshaun infecting somehow Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel. If you feel that way about that, why the hell would I want him around Lenora Sellers or Garrett Nussmeier or Drew Aller?
Well, I mean, again, it just comes down to what in looking at the cap and how this all works. If it's a $90 million deal compared to a $46 million deal, because you extended him out the one more season already, you're just stuck with him one more year longer. And so it'd be about $46 million to just wipe your hands clean of it. And maybe that's what they have to do at the end of this. It's much more palatable than would have been if they did it this summer.
216-474-0092. Is Deshaun Watson back in play for the Browns this season? You heard Albert Breer speak his piece on this. It should be noted the Browns have made a decision on kicker. Dustin Hopkins is part of the initial cuts here. I don't want to say that I'm surprised because there'd been a lot of chatter about this.
We talked about it yesterday.
I just... I don't know. This is the one that I would have thrown that I would not die on this hill is what I'm trying to say. Good Lord.
Yeah. We're dying on the hill for a kicker conversation. We're probably dying on the wrong hill anyway.
Yeah,
like think about it. Like that. It happened during the interview and I was too embarrassed to ask Albert about it. That was like the breaking news. And I'm like, I can't ask him about a kicker situation right now. If I do that, it's like, I don't even know. Now, hold on. Albert went to Ohio State, not Syracuse. He knows a lot of Syracuse people though. So the Schmidt contingent, what do you call them? The Schmidt-lickers?
No. That is not. That's a different thing. I think it was, oh my gosh. Now
I've said you're up Schmidt's Creek before.
I like that one. We also like the show. It's a different name though. Damn it. I don't remember what the hell I called him yesterday. Because I've called them.
It was good. I thought it was Schmidt-lickers for some reason.
No.
I don't know why in my mind.
No,
that's what I
said something different off air. But it was a reference to the show The League. But no, I don't remember. But no, I mean, like, listen, if the difference between winning and losing is Dustin Hopkins or Andre Schmidt, you're probably not going to win a lot of games anyways.
No, but it does give you the opportunity to, it's a real boom or bust possibility. And so I kind of enjoy this. Either he develops into one of the better kickers in the league and all of a sudden you found your kicker, or he just stinks and then he helps you find the goal of trying to get a top five pick for the upcoming season.
There's certainly no middle ground where he's just a mid kicker.
That was Dustin Hopkins. They just kicked the mid kicker out. They said we don't want that.
He was unplayable last year. That's why he's not with the team. He
was really bad last year.
He was mid when he came here, and he was near a Pro Bowler, some are saying, but not a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Mac, you missed it yesterday. We went down a whole Pro Bowl escapade with Dustin Hopkins for me to be like, he never made a Pro Bowl.
But you can imagine what it would have been like if he had.
The celebrations.
But no, I do. I think specific to Andre Schmidt versus Dustin Hopkins, I guess if the biggest name cut, like the biggest whoa factor of the initial cutdowns is you cut a kicker, it probably speaks to the quality of your roster. No,
I mean, a kicker and debating about kickers is a luxury that is afforded to really good football teams. We are not afforded that luxury right now. It's just the truth.
It's not that one.
Are you getting suggestions on what you said yesterday?
Yeah. Okay. So I did say Schmidt heads. I did say that. That's not the one I was going for. There was another one that I think is even funnier. Because it was like the, what was it? Zanimals Unite that I used to scream when Zane Gonzalez would go.
I always called it the Zanimals.
Why would you?
I don't know. Every time you said, I always thought you were saying Zanimals, not Zanimals. I was always.
Why?
I don't know.
His name is Zane.
It's how I read it. Well, you came up with it. We were in the press box together. I remember 2017, I think is what it was.
But I never said Zanimals. I think that's an animal cracker that you feed your kid. I think
you might have said it once, and then I saw you tweet it a million other times, and so in my head, I just always thought Zanimals. You did go with the Zane train, too, I think, at one point.
Yep, Zane train!
He'd be in the press box. We'd be sitting next to each other. He'd have a pretzel with cheese, and then would just be like, oh, that's Zane Gonzalez, finished off an 0-16 season.
Exactly.
And had absolutely nothing to cheer for. Yeah.
There's a pretzel, there's cheese, and I'd just be sitting back just, that's Zane Gonzalez.
Me and Terry Pluto would look like you had a banana taped to your forehead, but you'd get excited over it, so we enjoyed your excitement.
Because of the Zanimals. I'm team
Zanimals.
And
then he went on to actually have a pretty decent NFL career.
Yeah. Oh, there's a mid kicker. Yeah. Can Andre Schmidt be better or worse than Zane Gonzalez? 216-474.
We can throw Greg Joseph in the mix too if you want.
I don't even remember Greg Joseph. But there's been so many just blah kickers that I just don't even know.
He was one that went on to have a pretty good career.
Remember Billy Cundiff? Anybody, the Cundiff folks? I tried to do something there.
Easy now.
I felt myself flying close to the sun, and I was like, you know what? I'm not doing that. Dustin Hopkins cut by the Browns in the initial 53-man cutdown. Did they make the right decision? More on that in the Browns roster and Deshaun Watson's place on the Browns in 2025 and beyond in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.